She had been pacing the room to keep warm for some time before two maids finally sauntered in with a basket of peat.
"Restart the fire, please," Alison said. "Feels warm as a fresh dung heap to me," one of them said. "Must be that weak Douglas blood." "Why isn't that new husband of yours here keeping you warm?"
the other said.
"Does he not like ye any better than our last laird?"
Though Alison should be immune to their insolence by now, she was tired and cold, and the remark stung. Why had Wedderburn left their wedding bed and stayed away two more nights? She wondered what price she would pay for offending him.
"Please just do as I ask," she said, and was annoyed at the pleading tone in her voice. "Certainly, my lady,"
the first one said, holding her skirts out in a mocking curtsy.
"Right away, my lady,"
the other said, and the two exchanged amused glances. When Alison turned and saw Wedderburn looming in the doorway behind the two serving women, her heart went to her throat. His towering frame and dark expression reminded her that she had far more serious concerns than surly servants.
"Ye shall not disrespect my wife."
Both serving women jumped a foot as David's voice thundered through the room. Then they clutched each other as he came toward them.
"How dare ye accept the shelter of my roof, the protection of my men-at-arms, and the food I provide, and repay me with insolence?"